Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Well, you are really bummed, for real. So you can run and tell back, homeboy.
Darrington Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is November 212010. I got it. I am Derek. There's Kay.
Hi, everybody.
I had a freezer.
That was really weird.
Wait, did I say the date right?
I don't know. I think you said it maybe in a fancy
November 2120.
European style.
10.
Yes. I don't know. It was something was
I,
off
I
about
I froze up because I was looking for November.
That's
what happened.
Well, it's hard to multitask, I
know. I got the new soundboard all organized.
Oh,
just,
do you?
Just ever so right.
That is
so we can do lots of fun.
Fantastic. Well, that was almost as good as the flub about a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the show.
When
you played the buzzer sound.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it makes me laugh every
that,
time I
that
listen
was great,
to it.
Yeah.
And then last week's oh crap. Yes! Oh, so great. And then last week's oh crap instead of
oh crap
commercial.
When I deleted all the sounders before going into break.
Did you ever recover from
I just
that?
Got those back.
Oh, good.
And everything, we're looking good technically tonight. So
excellent.
This is great. I'm really excited about this.
Great.
Can't blame the equipment for this one.
No. Oh, we are professional here. The Garrison Kay Show. Anyway, how was your weekend, Ben, besides being a winner?
Oh, a winner. That is, excuse me, still laughing.
You're now a winner.
Yes, a winner. It's been great.
So how many wins is that for you now this season in our Super Smash Brothers, what's it now, Brawl tournament?
It's Brawl. I think I have two.
Two? Oh, okay. Yeah, and your character that you play is Peach.
That's right, Princess Peach.
And for those of you who are not familiar with Nintendo and its fabulous franchise, we play a game every week, usually, well, sometimes if we can, twice. And it's included,
yeah.
It's a fighting game, including all of Nintendo's, like, wonderful franchise characters like Mario, Peach, and Pikachu, and Luigi, and...
It's awesome.
And
it's a great game.
The whole point of the game is to punch your opponent and to fling them off the screen, and every time you get them off the screen, it's a KO.
Mm-hmm.
So we play many, many two-minute rounds, and whoever gets to 100 KOs first wins. And Derek triumphed over both my husband and I last night. But I just have to remind you that
it was
awesome. A squeaker.
A squeaker?
A squeaker, meaning it was very close.
I played a good game, and I was up most of the night, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling good. There was a lot of tiebreakers. I mean, we all got there at the end.
I remember there being a 3-by-100 tie at one
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that was insane. I don't think that's ever happened before.
I don't think it's ever happened before either. And it was very nerve-wracking. It makes your heart beat fast.
Yep, it's tense.
Palm sweat.
Definitely.
Mouth dry, cotton mouth.
Oh, and people are bitter.
People are bitter.
It's crazy intense.
I remember I was very angry last night at certain people.
Yeah.
Who we won't mention.
Yeah.
But, yeah, congratulations. That's two wins for you this season.
Thank you very much. And you have, what is it? Is it three?
I've got three.
And
Tom's got four. We won't.
Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda.
He's got four.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's good because it's like it's anyone's season, really. I mean, it could be.
I guess. You know, you're right. It's getting a little closer than. Anyway, it was all within reason.
That's right. Anyone can win. That's
what
I feel.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, how was the rest of your weekend besides that wonderful victory of yours last night?
Well, it's been a great weekend.
Yeah.
Before we got together for gaming, there was some dancing.
Yes, you came dressed in your garb.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was coming from dancing, and that was a lot of fun. And we had a nice breakfast this morning, and we had cheesy eggs, toast, oranges, and frozen Whipples.
Oranges are good.
Yeah.
Good for breakfast. Frozen Whipples, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit
of blueberry jam.
Mm.
It was really good. Yeah, yummy.
I went out for brunch this morning and had eggs Florentine.
Oh, you had it out?
Yes, at Dogwood.
Oh, how was that?
It was really delicious, always. Always good service there. We always usually get the same server, which is kind of funny. So.
Like usuals.
Yeah. It starts to be a little bit weird when you think about, you know, she could be making judgments about us now. She's waited on us like six times,
yeah.
You know. I always get coffee. He always gets cranberry juice. He always gets something sweet. I always get something savory. She could be making judgments.
No, she totally knows you guys coming in.
She does.
She's probably like making stories up in her mind about you guys.
She could
Where you're coming from.
Yeah.
What you're doing.
What our relationship is, because I'm the only one who wears a wedding ring at the moment.
Oh, I never really thought of that. That's kind of awkward, right?
Because we could be having an affair.
He seemed to have, like, misplaced that.
Misplaced it or lost it.
Yeah, he says it's somewhere in the house, right?
He says it's somewhere in the house, but I think that mofo is, like, in a pawn shop somewhere. Maybe.
I thought for a while, like, I'm vacuuming the chair, I was going to, like, find it.
No, it's definitely gone. I found it before when it was underneath a couch cushion that I used to never move, you know? And I was like, oh, there it is. And I tried that again. It didn't work.
Oh, man.
So I think that's gone.
If I was to find it, it'd be fun. I'd have a good time with that. I don't know what I would do. But
you would play pranks with it?
I think you got to do something. I don't, like, maybe I would be like, maybe I'd wear it for a while and see if he noticed.
Well, it's a small size, so you'd have to wear it on your pinky or something.
That could be pretty great.
Not a typical man size. He's got skinny fingers.
We're similar size.
Yeah, you guys are similar size.
I could sell it to him or something.
You could.
Are you interested in, a little bit of this?
Would you sell it to him for more than retail price?
I got to make my money back
somehow.
Yeah,
you got to jack up the price.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, you can contact the show at
dkradioshow@gmail.com.
Log on to our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com.
You've got some mail.
On my plug.
Sorry, I meant to do the shorter one.
You've got mail.
And you can find us on Facebook. Just type in Derek and Kay Show, and you'll be able to become a fan on Facebook. And maybe someday, maybe not today, maybe not next week, maybe not next month even.
Oh, the contest?
But maybe someday, someone will win the Facebook fan contest.
I sure hope so.
Because you must call in to claim your prize.
It's so easy.
It is so easy.
All you got to do is call.
I could have had 5 lattes by now, but instead I'm holding on to the gift card, $10 gift card from Starbucks.
Yeah,
just for you.
It's waiting for you.
It's dagger. So we're not going to do the contest today. We'll save that prize for another time.
But I will give out the phone number.
Oh, please give out the phone number also if you want to call us and chime in.
The phone number is 661-467-2416. Oh, that was loud.
That was loud, but it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when your home phone used to sound like
Oh,
that?
I know, yeah.
Oh.
Big bell. And they're
heavy.
The receiver's heavy. And
yeah. Rotary phone. The
rotary phone.
And my parents had a couple of rotary phones as well.
And you know what the kicker is? This is living in the country.
Uh-oh.
We had the rotary phone.
Uh-huh.
Then we switched to the one that looks like the one with the rotary phone, but with a button.
Oh, yeah. We had some of those, too.
But.
Not adjust very well.
But wait. But we didn't have the touch tone dialing service.
What?
Yeah. No.
So,
so you hit the 9 and you still get the it's pulse dialing.
Craziness.
And it was you had to like pay like a buck a year or something like that, and then you could get the touch tone. We finally got it eventually.
A buck a year?
Yeah. So we had the touch tone phone without the touch tone dialing.
Oh no.
That was a little bit
way back
rough.
In the day, and then there was AOL.
Yeah.
Remember? Did you have an AOL address?
I think it was Prodigy.
Prodigy?
Yeah.
But you had to sign in.
You had to sign in.
With your modem.
Well, I remember. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, that was always
fun. That's a familiar sound.
Isn't it, though?
And we actually had, back in the day, we had to call up bulletin boards. You want like you wanted to download a file?
Oh yeah.
You have to go somewhere and get it. Like you call in someplace and then you download that file.
So get it.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh well, apparently some people still have dial-up phones.
Apparently
dial-up
some
internet.
Do, and they try to listen to our show.
That's rough.
You got to appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate what you have. I don't recommend listening to our show on dial-up. Maybe downloading podcasts. Maybe after a day you could get
that
it.
That might be better. Yeah.
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 Set your
by
computer
the morning,
download
you
by the morning.
The whole show.
At night you might have the whole show. If you have, you know, your iTunes downloading. Could you imagine downloading iTunes podcast on dial-up?
How long could that take? Some of them are huge.
I know. It could take all night for, like, one song.
20 minutes?
I don't know. Speaking of iTunes,
yeah?
Did you know on Tuesday, so starting on Tuesday, you could get now the Beatles on iTunes.
Oh, did this finally change?
Finally changed.
That was a big deal, the whole Apple thing?
Yeah.
So what happened?
I don't know. I guess they came to some sort of agreement, and now you can download the Beatles on iTunes. You can download individual songs, or you can download albums. Still at the jacked up price of $1.29 per song, I believe.
Oh, it's like a little bit of a premium. It's normally like a buck, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you haven't gone onto iTunes in a while, if you download a hit song, it's $1.29.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
If you download like a Nubbins song, like one of those like
99 cents.
Like sweepers off the album, it's 99 cents still.
Wow, they jack up the hits.
Mm-hmm.
I
all
didn't
the
know
hits.
That.
Even
is this
hits
fairly
from
new?
Like back in the day. Yeah. I feel like it's been happening for a little bit of maybe a year at least.
Yeah.
But you know, you go download like, you know, you say She's Just a Friend or like Hammer Time,
uh-huh.
And it's $1.29. Anything that was like a Billboard Top 100, I think they jack it up the price to $1.29.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't normally do a lot of iTunes buying, but I do use podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of podcasts.
Yeah.
Do you have any weird news?
Oh, do I have weird news?
I love that it was a totally non sequitur.
No, it's a good segue. We got there. We had to get there somehow. Yeah. No, I got good stuff. Weird news.
I'm excited.
Where do I begin, even? I think we got to do this.
It's like a low energy show. We got to jack it up a little bit.
We got to jack it up.
I don't know what's going on.
Let's get it going.
Yay! Woo!
All right. Did you hear about the man who shoots TV over over Bristol Palin's Dancing with the Cards?
He shot it with a gun.
Yeah.
With
did you hear about that?
No, not at
he
all.
He was so angry that she was dancing that he shot his TV.
You're kidding.
With a shotgun.
Where is this, Florida?
This comes to us from Ohio.
Oh,
is
Ohio,
that right?
Ohio the North.
Yeah. And, that's what's happening in Ohio.
So what are the details of the story now?
So he's a 67-year-old.
Oh, so he's old coot.
He's seeing her dancing. I don't understand like what the jump off point where he gets angry, but he goes to get a shotgun and comes back and shoots the TV.
Wow.
And then he was threatened. He was so angry he was threatening to shoot. Oh wait, hometown. Oh, this is Wisconsin.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm thinking of another story. Wisconsin. And then he was so angry he was threatening to shoot himself. There was a 15-hour standoff with police.
What?
And SWAT team around his house.
This is all over Bristol Palin, which I have another Bristol Palin story, by the way, in the Hot Topics this week.
Yeah.
I have actually two other Bristol Palin stories. So he shot the TV, which, did they say it was like a nice plasma TV?
They didn't
like
say what
like
kind
a,
of TV
or like
it was.
Or a non-bubble TV.
No, I mean, if you, I don't know.
Let's just
assume
that it's a tube
it's
TV.
It's probably going to be a tube. Yeah, I mean, it's
glass
probably.
Glass shatters and goes all over the place.
And then he's just like, God damn it.
You're not shooting a plasma or LCD TV. And
that's
she's dancing with the stars.
Dancing with the tards.
I'm sorry. Yeah, dancing with the tards.
Yeah. And, yeah.
So he's threatening to shoot himself, too? Well,
yeah.
Obviously, he's got some other issues
going on. He's got some other issues. I
wish
I had a picture.
Was he alone in the house, or was he, like,
I think
with
he had his wife.
Oh.
And I think she might have been the one who called the cops.
So it wasn't Freddie Wilhite from the other call. The I shot my wife in the stomach call.
Oh, right. No, because she's no longer with us.
No, she is no longer
That's
with
bad.
Us.
I wish we had that clip, sort of. But it's really troubling.
I might have to get that for us next week.
Next time.
For those of us who haven't heard it yet, it's
oh my
a
God.
Gem. All right, what other stories you got? That's a crazy one.
That is pretty crazy. Did you hear about the Florida dance troupe that caused a scare at Lincoln Tunnel?
No, but of course it's Florida.
Florida coming up north is a dance troupe that they drove all the way up north to make it. I don't know what this is. BET's Live 106 in Park show? I don't know what this is.
It's a BET show?
Yeah, what is that?
Black Entertainment Television.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. But they're stuck in traffic in the Lincoln Tunnel.
That puts a different flavor on the story, just a little bit. So go ahead.
Well, it's Florida.
It is Florida.
I think Florida is the key part to it.
Which is the Ohio of the South. Keep going.
So they're stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yep.
And they decide to make a run for it. And they're dressed in camouflage, which they're causing a big traffic jam in the tunnel.
Scare, yeah.
And they're running with camouflage. I mean, you gotta think this looks a little bit of an issue here.
So what happened? The popo came?
That's what's happening in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Actually, on the New Jersey side, New York, and that's, yeah.
I see.
So I guess this, like, SWAT team came out, and they actually ended up escorting them to where they had to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is really weird.
Were people freaking out in the tunnel?
People were freaking out, and it closed down the tunnel for almost an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh, for this dumbass dance troupe from Florida?
And they didn't actually... And they didn't even...
They didn't make it to it, the dance
thing? They didn't make it there.
Ah.
Right.
So, hey, man.
Yes?
Are those peanuts back there pretty fresh?
Those are brand new, speaking with Snoopy. You want some of that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I didn't even think about that. All I saw was the planter's jar, and I got butt size.
Oh, let me get that for you.
I'd love a handful of some peanuts.
I'll just, oh, my God. We need a little peanut interlude music. Who wants some peanuts? They're honey roasted.
I love
you. Mmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Should I put this on my paper? What should
you want a bowl or something?
Yeah, I want like a little bowl. That'd be nice.
Thank you.
You know, I got to have something good to put my peanuts in. You know, because Planters peanuts are the best. Oh, thank
you
so much.
I'll just eat them right out of the can myself.
Oh, you will?
But yeah.
Oh, goodness. Thanks.
No problem.
This is the portion size I'm happy with.
Okay, good.
And Olay. And what?
Olay.
What do you call them again?
The what?
They're
honey roasted peanuts.
Penis?
Excuse me?
Hey, it's funny.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
No, there.
You always have, and I always...
Really?
Yes, I always laugh a little bit to myself every time you say peanut.
Honey roasted peanuts.
I'm totally like 12 years old.
Wait a minute. Honey roasted peanuts.
It's peanut. Peanut. Like nut.
I do say it funny.
Like bust the nut.
Peanuts?
Yeah, peanut.
Peanuts. Oh, I say peanut. Like,
you say peanuts.
No, peanuts.
Peanuts.
Almost like
N-I-T-S.
I never noticed that.
Now you're going to be all self-conscious every time you say peanuts.
Now I'm going to be saying honey roasted peanuts. honey
it
roasted
never
peanuts.
Fails.
Honey roasted honey roasted peanuts.
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 Peanuts. Nuts.
Wow, that is really weird, and I've
never
noticed that.
Fantastic.
Peanuts. I do say funny. What is that?
I don't know. Where did that come from?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Just from Western Mass. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. I'll have to see how Sarah says it.
Yeah.
I don't know how Sarah would say it.
But you also say Oregon sometimes.
Oregon?
During the story.
I'll have to see. I don't know.
Oh, I need more peanut stories.
More peanut stories?
Yeah. There it is again. Peanut.
Peanuts. Peanuts. Wow.
Nuts.
Tough.
It is tough.
Now you've ruined me from saying peanuts. Peanuts. I'm gonna have to. It's gonna be like one of those stutter things where I'm gonna have to say it twice. You want some peanuts? Peanuts. Peanuts. I don't.
That'll be fun for whoever you're offering peanuts to.
Oh boy. Okay.
But thank you for the bowl of peanuts.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I did some shopping today.
Good.
So this comes to us from Ohio.
Of course.
This is great.
How come all the weird news is like...
Midwest.
Midwest. Midwest.
Midwest.
I'm having a real problem shopping today. Go ahead. Maybe I shouldn't talk at all.
This, I guess you could say, this woman in her 70s is sitting on the John.
Already a weird story.
When her house gets broken into from a basement window, and this guy's in his early 20s, and he's rummaging around looking like for stuff to steal. He's got a knife. He comes up to her asking for money and drugs.
She's still on the can?
She's on the can.
Is she doing number two or number one?
I'm assuming she's sitting.
Well, women have to sit for both.
Oh.
You can't stand over the
and
John.
That's what's happening in Ohio.
And aim that way. I mean, maybe you could, but probably not in your 70s.
Oh, boy.
Probably not the kind of thing you want to be experimenting with. Although, I have to admit, and I think every woman has to admit, that she's tried it at least once.
And it hasn't worked out so well?
It's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but when I think I had maybe tried it when I was 6 or 7.
Yeah?
It's not good.
It's not good.
No, but it worked. I know if people have done it. If
you're in the woods, you gotta like.
Well, if you're in the woods,
you gotta like do something like that.
Squat then.
So here's the thing about this story.
So we assume that she's sitting, she's doing something.
She says, "Boy, you broke into the wrong house. A poor person lives here, and she only had $28 with her.
Aww.
And he wanted drugs.
What kind of drugs?
I think they said OxyContin.
Does he
demanded a certain type.
Do you think every old person has OxyContin?
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah, she's old. She must have
like
narcotics.
Sugar in the cabinet.
She's
so,
probably got some Tylenol, and that's it. Because Tylenol only works old people.
But here's the funny part. If the bathroom part wasn't funny alone, he was dressed up in a clown outfit.
Why?
I have no idea why, actually. Maybe I'm missing that.
Well, then it was probably scary. Because clowns are scary.
I've read two different. Oh yeah, he did. After, yeah, clowns. Clowns are scary.
Clowns are really scary. So he came to the bathroom and dressed up like a clown. Did he have the wig on and everything? And like,
it
the,
doesn't
the
say.
And all that business.
But after his clownish behavior, he made off in her 1991 Ford Escort.
Oh, he got her in the car.
Scene. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
1991.
Yeah.
That's old.
That's old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because remember 1991? I don't think I was
barely.
In high school.
I was.
You were?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, me too.
You, if I was, you were too.
Hold on.
We're doing the math.
We are doing the math real quick. How old am I? When did I graduate? I was.
Whoops, I meant to do this.
Was I in high school in 1991?
Yeah, you were.
I was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was a freshman.
I don't know. That sounds right. I would have been. See, it's easy for me to remember because the last year is the last digit of the grade. So I would have been. I would have been a junior.
Because
I graduated. I graduated in 92.
You did?
12. Yeah. Now I just gave. Now just everyone knows how old I am.
We're 3 years apart.
I thought it was two.
I thought it was two as well.
Hmm.
I don't know.
We'll have to do the math on that one.
I'm not good at math. Math is hard.
That is tough. You might want to be careful about signing at Faneuil Hall. This is local.
Oh, dear. First of all, Faneuil Hall sucks.
It does. I never go there.
Yeah. It's a tourist trap. It's awful.
It's not my thing.
Avoid it.
Oh, NBC. I guess they were... It sounded like they were filming something else, or they... I don't know if they're going in and checking out these places, but they found a cockroach next to a grill. At a Japanese place.
A live cockroach or a dead cockroach?
No, this is a live cockroach. And
he's
said,
just passing through.
Yeah, he's just passing through. It's not like he's in the food, but it was really close to the grill. And they found mouse droppings in the storage area.
Ew.
And they said that a lot of these places haven't passed the food inspections.
In Faneuil Hall?
Yeah, they're kind of worried about it.
Nothing's happening in Boston.
Oh, you stole it from me.
Well, you didn't
think
you were
going to
go.
You did it so nonchalant, too.
I did.
You just, like, pulled it out. Like, okay. That's what's happening in Boston.
So are they talking about the food court in Quincy Market?
I'm assuming so.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they said food court. Yeah, food court.
Trifling.
Yeah, that is trifling. Like, who wouldn't go there? It's just gross.
Well, when I used to work at Faneuil Hall, I used to go to the food court all the time.
I think I've been there, like, once or twice.
They had a great Indian place there.
Yeah, it's okay. Karina, hurry.
Something like that. Thank you. I never had Chinese there. You know what? No, I did have Chinese there. But this is like back in 1999. That, you know, who knows? Maybe it's gone downhill.
It could have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I keep telling myself that and make myself feel better. Do you have any more weird stories?
Maybe we should cut it out here. We're probably a little behind on a break.
Okay, let's take a break.
Wow. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back after this.
This is the Garrison K Show.
Hi there. Are you a large person, pleasantly plump, a little on the hefty side perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat? When you go jogging, do you leave potholes? When you make love, do you have to give directions? At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts? Do you look at a menu and say, okay? Well, now you can eat all you want. Because at Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat stores, we've got you covered. That's right. Fine woolen. And woolen blend suits and sport coats in all the larger sizes. Husky. Stop. Extra stuff. And the new Hindenburg line. And for you ladies, we have caftans, muumuus, and our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns. Yes, we have miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Mellon. If you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people.
Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat, 150 locations across America.
Lou, did you see the new spot?
Yeah, I seen it.
Do I look fat?
You can lose a couple of pounds.
I gotta get bigger actors.
This is the Garrison K Show.
Call the Garrison K Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Garrison K Show. Hey, yo, it's The Garrison K Show. We are back.
Nice. I was trying to sneak in a welcome back there.
Oh.
I never get to do that, so I was
I'm running the break.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I can shoot it back to you if you want.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, we can do that.
Maybe next time.
Next break.
Next time we take a break. Anyway, I have got some hot topics on my sheet here.
Oh, I like hot topics. That's one of my favorite stories.
Hot topic?
Not really.
You know, I don't think that I've been in a hot topic in, like, maybe, like, 10 years.
Wow.
Don't they just have T-shirts in there?
Yeah, but now they got video game T-shirts, which is kind of cool.
Oh, maybe that's the reason to go in there.
Seen, like, a peach one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it said something like, it was something silly, like, I don't need to be rescued or something, or this princess doesn't need to be rescued.
Why don't you get it?
I don't know. It seems a little
pink or something.
Yeah, it might have been. But I keep an eye on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You keep an eye on it?
Well, you never know.
You
right
don't
when
track
comes,
it.
Yeah, I might get something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really go into Hot Topic ever, and I also can't go into Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh yeah.
I'm too old, decidedly.
And everything runs big there.
Does
I bought
it?
Stuff at the kids' store once.
Abercrombie & Fitch. Well, you know what? I buy my
Abercrombie
at Gap Kids.
That's right. We can get away with that.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I can get away with any of that anymore. But
well, Gap Kids, my jeans fit great.
Well, that's good.
But let me tell you, though, you know where I'm suddenly too old to go into and just discovered it?
Uh-oh.
Express.
Really?
Yeah, I can't deal.
I like the Express Men's. I go there every once in a while.
The Express Men's is fine. The Express Women's, I feel like the styles are too, I'm too old for them.
Yeah.
I can't deal. Like, I'm just like, I can't. The skirts are too short.
Well,
my
sound
old, and they're too tight. Everything's
well, I don't
too
know.
Tight.
I would wear
too
that.
Small,
yeah.
And low quality. Sorry, Express. I'm sorry. I have some things from Express that I have kept that are really cute. Like I have really cute cashmere sweaters from Express. But now I can't go in there.
Every once in a while, I grab some things. Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, I'll try to go in there, but I get discouraged. Anyway, hot topics on today's.
All right.
This week's news. I got a little sounder for that. Isn't that great?
Oh, hot topics.
Yeah.
New. I like that.
Hot topics.
Great.
Anyway, I'm going on a flight soon because I have to fly home for Christmas.
Yep.
And they're doing full body scans now at the airport.
I've heard all about this.
And apparently the picture, like, makes you look naked, apparently. Do you want me to turn it down? Is it too loud?
I got it here. Okay. I think we're good, yeah.
So there's been a lot of uproar over this new TSA regulation.
Yeah.
And this one dude who went through was talking to the guy and was like, don't touch my junk. I'll have you arrested.
I heard a clip of this.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, for those who haven't heard it, I'm going to play
really
a little
funny
bit of this. This guy is, his name's John Tyler. Is that right?
It's funny that they played this on TV.
John Tyner, yeah. And he's got an online blog, and he's like 31 years old, and he was traveling for like a seven hunting trip or something like that. Anyway, this is a little clip from CNN. Sorry, I didn't edit it or anything. I am the worst.
That's all right.
Here it is.
Over here. All right. Do you have anything in your pocket?
I don't think so. They have to take it all out.
No belt.
No belt, no nothing.
Do you have any external or internal implants that I need to be aware of?
Whoa.
No.
I'm going to be doing a standard pat down on you today, using my hands going like this.
All right.
Body. Also, we're going to be doing a groin shake. That means I'm going to place my hand on your hip, the other hand on your inner thigh, slowly go up and slide down.
Okay.
Two times in the front and two times in the back.
All right.
And if you'd like to have a screening, we can make that available for you also.
We can do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Actually,
security is everyone.
We're going to have a supervisor here because you're security.
Wow.
That last part we said, the guy said, we're going to have a supervisor here because of your statement.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has nothing to do with it at all, but doesn't that guy who was the security guy sound like the guy from the corn nuts commercial?
Ah, he sounds a lot like that guy.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking during the whole thing. I'm like, this is a song about corn nuts. That guy, right?
Let's see.
This is a song about corn nuts. And then
wait, and here he is. Wait, here he is again.
Interesting.
Two times in the front.
Oh!
All
right.
We can do that out here, but...
He sounds just like the corn...
This is a song about corn nuts.
Wow, that's interesting.
Exactly the same
sound.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe that guy.
And he likes to
bust a nut and frisk people. But hold on.
If
you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
I love that that's played on TV, too.
Oh, it's
I mean,
great.
It's pretty funny.
Anyway, he's expecting a fine or a lawsuit from the TSA for like $10,000 or something like that, or $11,000 or something like that for refusing the body scan and being cheeky with the TSA.
Oh.
So I don't know, how do you feel about this now, full body scan where they see you naked instead of, you know, the usual going through the thing?
Yeah, there's lots of talk about this right now because people are also concerned about the
radiation.
The scans and the radiation.
Oh, right, that's right.
But I've heard an interesting study that I don't have the exact number, but it's something like your chances of getting anything from the radiation is as much chances of a plane crash.
Yeah.
So, I mean, roughly, and I wouldn't be...
you're taking the same risk either way, getting on a plane and you're getting scanned.
Right, yeah. You get both kind of things.
Yeah.
But, no, I think it's... I mean, we need the security, right? But it's a little intense. But I've heard mixed things about how well they can find stuff in those scans as well.
Really?
Being that they might not be able to tell the difference from, a dynamite stick to a tampon.
You know what, you're
That's I'm not.
Is
no,
that
no
a
joke,
dynamite
really.
Stick or Playtex?
Yeah, and same location to throw it off.
That's
I don't know. I'm just
how
saying.
Embarrassing. I never thought about that. If you're
I'm
on your period
saying.
And you go through the scan and they see like.
Excuse me, we got something.
It's got a super plus right up in there.
Don't they ask that question? Like, that's the first time I actually heard that whole clip, but aren't they asking, like, do you have any.
Implants
or any external. Yeah, I mean, that's what they're asking.
That means
pretty
I have
much,
to declare
right?
that I have the screws in my ankle because I had
you
it surgically repaired. But they're stainless steel, so they don't go off in the radiation.
Yeah, but you probably have to let them know that.
Oh, how irritating.
Probably would see it. Yeah, I know. I bet a lot of people are going to be frustrated when they're traveling for the holidays next
week. Flying's a hassle.
It is really tough.
I mean,
I'm glad I don't have to go far.
You can't take your freaking liquids now on the plane, not even like your
bottled
water.
You've got to put them in something else, too, right?
Well, the thing about the liquids is you can't carry more than 3 ounces on the plane with you of any specific item. So 3 ounces of shampoo, 3 ounces of conditioner, 3 ounces of hairspray, 3 ounces of body wash or whatever. And then you have to the beverages you can take with you, you can't take from home. You have to buy them after you've gone through the gate.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's annoying because you have to spend more money to, like, stay hydrated or whatever because that plane air is really dry. And now we have to go through this whole full body scan thing where they touch your junk.
Yeah. I can't believe that.
Anyway, I'm waiting for the T-shirt that says, don't touch my junk.
Oh, that's bound to come out.
It's bound to come out. Yeah. It's like an internet meme now.
Yeah, it really needs to.
Oh, my goodness. Ridiculous. Anyway, next on the hot topics, inactivists in San Francisco are trying to ban circumcision.
Wow.
For children. So first they want to ban the Happy Meal toys.
Oh, that's right.
Then they want to be outlaw sitting on the sidewalk during daylight hours.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. And you have to, they fine residents for not sorting garbage into recycling, compost, and trash. And then now they want to ban all male circumcisions. Well, some group wants to ban all male circumcisions.
Wow.
And so you have your baby boy, and you have to, like, take him out of state to have him snip.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Wow, drive out east and take care of that.
Yeah, it's kind of a show. I don't know. I mean, I've seen a few. Well, not a few, but I saw one or two that were not altered.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It didn't look like it didn't look like I was expecting.
Yeah, it's kind of it's kind of shocking when you see that, right?
It's like it's got a hoodie on or something. But not like a fashionable hoodie, you know? And it's just like, well, you know what it's like? It's kind of like it's in like a sleeping bag and it comes out.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
And then it's got the little... Yeah, I don't know. It's just you just kind of...
Yes, exactly.
I mean, really.
That's exactly right.
Words can't describe.
Words cannot describe. Anyway, so this Thursday, are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What do you got planned anyway?
I don't have any really good Thanksgiving day sounds right now. But I could go with this maybe.
Oh my goodness. Well, are you
cooking?
What are you cooking?
Well,
this doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it's just a little bit of music.
Okay.
we're gonna be cooking up in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
This kitchen right here.
Really?
My cousin's gonna come over on Wednesday.
Oh.
We're gonna make key lime pie.
Mmm. You make key lime pie?
Oh yeah.
Do you make actual
zest and everything?
Really?
Oh yeah, we got the bag of key lime.
Wow.
And lemon squares.
Yummy.
And a little bit of corn pudding. I think that's it. And
yummy.
There's a chance there might be something else in the mix that won't work out.
Corn pudding sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on cooking anything, but corn pudding sounds like a winner. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that. Anyway, the day after Thanksgiving is, we all love Black Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
To which... For years, I have not been a part of because I think it's ridiculous to get up at 4 in the morning to go shopping.
Yeah.
I can barely get up at 4 in the morning to go to work.
I can't imagine. I don't want people waiting in line.
People waiting in line. So here are your Black Friday deals for 2010.
Oh, deals. Great.
Toys R Us, for the first time, will open Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day.
To get a jump on Black Friday.
That's not right.
It plans to unlock the doors at 10 p.m. and start the shopping frenzy.
Oh, that night?
Yes, that night. So you'll have your turkey, your stuffing, and then you go to freaking Toys R Us.
For people that don't have anything else to do.
They have nothing else to do. They got to buy, like, He-Man toys or whatever. Likewise, Old Navy will open most stores at midnight for its annual Gobblepalooza sales.
Oh, my gosh.
Sears will break an 85-year-old tradition by opening on Thanksgiving Day, but starting early and cutting it short. The national retailer will open from 7 a.m. to noon to give employees some time, at least some time with the family.
Yeah, at least some time.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're not even letting the food digest before they're shopping. Christmas shopping or holiday shopping, whatever.
You're out getting that last can of cranberry sauce, and then you grab a shirt. I don't understand.
It's crazy.
Walmart is also looking to get a running start for Black Friday. It ran into a stiff opposition in Victory, New York, with a bid to open at 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving and go all night. The town planning board unanimously rejected Walnut's request for an exception to its restricted 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. operating schedule. Victor Messenger posts reports, among the reasons, the significant public controversy it had generated, as well as neighborhood concerns over traffic, noise, night lighting, and the steady sound of slamming car doors.
Oh, my gosh.
Macy's is also trying to get an early start, but only by 1 hour, opening most doors at 4 a.m. on Black Friday.
Oh,
4 a.m.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not getting my ass out of bed for, like, $4 savings on a ring or something.
I don't understand.
I don't understand this either. I don't get it. Target's doorbuster discounts include $3 for such chef-made appliances as a two-slice toaster. So you can get a $3 toaster.
$3?
Yeah.
Wow.
You mean toaster? Target.
Burn the house down.
Burn the house down, yeah. Brad Deals offers a sneak peek at Gordon's Jewelers. Plans for discounts include a 60% off selected items, among them a $120 ruby and diamond accent link for a bracelet, $89.99. I don't know. This is dumb. And there's going to be apps so that you get into the Black Friday, keep updated on the Black Friday news.
What?
And there's also going to be updates on Twitter.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so if you're really psyched.
Who's that crazy?
I don't know. Apparently people.
I don't know people that are that crazy.
I don't know people who are that crazy either. It seems to be kind of insane. Anyway, that's it for the hot topics. The rest I have is entertainment news.
Oh, entertainment news.
Do you want to take a break, or you want me to go right into that?
Yeah, maybe we should take a quick break.
All right, let's take a break.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do, don't despair, just pull up a chair. Here is what you do. Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toast it and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself. Bustin' nuts, bustin' nuts. Grab a bag of cold nuts and bustin' nuts. Lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Darrington Case Show at 661-467-2416.
The only New England radio show that will mention the Washington Redskins, the Darrington Case Show. Hey, we are back. It is the Darrington Case Show.
I love it. That's the first time I've heard that ever. Oh, my God.
I was
hilarious.
Thinking you were going to talk about them.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry.
So I'm going to have that in the second break.
You just reminded me.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Goody.
You totally just reminded me. When did you do that?
I'm glad. I did that a little earlier today. I'm glad this is broadcast worldwide, so
yeah,
other
worldwide.
People would understand what you're talking about, not just, you know, Boston people.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
So I do, in that vein, I do have an update.
Oh, you do?
Of course.
Great.
After last week, we got to talk about... We got to talk about Monday night's game. So every time we're on freaking Monday night football and Sunday night football on primetime television and I get to watch the game here in Boston, it's always an ass kicking. Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. So Monday night's game, they played the Eagles, which they beat last time they played them earlier in the season.
And the Eagles are from where?
I'm
not... Eagles... We're not...
Pittsburgh? Wait, no. Where are the Eagles from?
I have no idea.
Now you're just exposing my ignorance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up. I didn't know.
Anyway,
I don't know. Sorry.
It's my Philadelphia?
I think they're green.
Philadelphia.
I think they're the color green.
I think they're Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Okay.
Anyway, they have Michael Vick as their quarterback right now.
Uh-huh.
And he can play his ass off. So the Eagles scored 18 seconds into the game.
Ooh, that's pretty quick.
Yeah. And from there on, what's the hell with my like quality? Anyway, it went down from there. So the ending score was 59 to 28.
Oh my gosh. that's a high scoring game actually.
Yeah. I didn't watch the last like few seconds of the game, but I knew what happened. It was such a sad and embarrassed. It seemed like the season was all smoke and mirrors after that. It was horrible.
So what are they now?
Well, now they're 5-5.
Five and five.
Because.
Okay, they're even.
Today.
Oh.
Tennessee Titans. Victory.
Oh, it came back.
In overtime.
Wow, that's great.
So anyway, that is that's your weekly Redskins update for the week. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That was a fun night.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, here's your entertainment news for the week.
Awesome.
Katy Perry was toned down for a VH1 ad.
She was toned down?
Toned down. Guess where she was toned down? It was a picture ad.
Oh, no.
In the bosom, right?
She's having problems with that? I don't understand what the big deal is.
Well, she was taken off the Sesame Street for having the big bosom.
Right.
Cleavage. And she actually herself said she had it toned down. Reports were saying that her handlers were asking for it to be toned down, but she's saying now it's actually her. She said, I don't have any handlers.
Oh. Well, what was this an ad for?
It's an ad for Salute Diva Salute the Troops.
Huh.
So,
oh, I thought it was like a product, but
no,
okay.
No. Tony Parker and Eva Longoria filed for divorce, and thanks to my mother for pointing out that they were married on the same day that I was.
Oh boy!
I don't know if that means it's like some kind of omen or something. I don't know why she mentioned that.
Well, you outlasted them.
You know what? I guess I did. Good for us.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
We were married on 7/7/07.
Good times.
It's a good times. Anyway.
Well.
Tony Parker, if you guys don't know, is a basketball player, and rumors are stating that Tony Parker may have had an affair with his teammate's wife.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Berry. Little bit of a show.
Jeez.
That he was sexting her.
Oh, boy.
Again with a sexting, just ruining everybody's life.
I didn't know
crazy.
People did that still.
Yeah.
Like, that, I mean, it was, like, that big of a deal.
Well, I guess he was doing more than sexting her, I think.
Yeah. Pictures.
Anyway. Yeah. Maybe more than pictures. Maybe pictures ending in happy endings.
Oh.
Happy meetings.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Meetings, yes.
Anyway, here's your update on Bristol Palin, another Bristol Palin story. Now, I don't watch
right.
Dancing with the Stars. I have not watched 1 second of this season.
Dancing with the Tards.
Anyway.
I was so angry the other night. Stupid show.
Anyway, Bristol Palin has been on Dancing with the Stars for, I guess, 9 episodes, and she's survived 9 episodes, but she's been at the bottom of the leaderboard every time. But apparently America keeps voting for her to stay on the show.
They love her?
Yes, but there's a controversy saying that it's the Tea Party voting and that they're really supporting Sarah Palin by voting for Bristol Palin.
Oh, boy.
So it's a huge controversy. And you know what? I don't even really know what the Tea Party is all about. All I know is that they're ruining the name of tea.
They really are. I mean,
because I love tea.
Tea Party used to be this nice little game you play, too, with your friends.
Yeah.
They were having a tea party.
Yeah, when you said Tea Party, you think of something happy like Mad Hatter, Alice in Wonderland, you know, Tea Party. But now it's like
this whole other thing.
It's negative now if you're not a Democrat, I guess. Anyway, so they keep voting. She's going to be on like the semifinals or finals or something like that. And I saw a video of her dancing.
I haven't seen it yet. I saw like a picture of her.
It's really terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she's like a nobody. She's like a teen mom.
Yeah. It's, I don't understand what the big deal is.
Remember her, like, boyfriend that I guess didn't stay with her? What was his name? His name is something real like country. Like Jethro or something.
Jeff, started with a J?
I don't remember what his name was.
Jimbo?
Jimbo, Jim Bob, something. Something really country.
Joe.
Anyway, she was also targeted, probably, with a white powder scare.
She was?
An envelope of white powder came to the offices of CBS. I think it was addressed to Bristol Palin, so FBI is investigating that. Yeah.
Powder.
Isn't that great? Yeah, white powder. But they determined it was actually just talcum powder and not like, you know,
yeah,
anthrax or something.
Yeah, because you've got to mail that to your friends every once in a while.
Talcum powder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Well, look at this white powder.
Remember the anthrax scare?
Oh, I know. People were freaked out. People were opening things with, like, gloves. And,
oh, my gosh.
In certain places.
Yeah, that was
crazy.
Crazy.
Horrible. Yeah.
Craziness. Anyway, it's time for Oprah's favorite things.
Oh, this is the stuff that she gives out?
Yes. And you wished you were there in the audience because you would have received a custom Phillips Stein diamond watch with 85 diamonds.
What?
A Tory Burch, Tory Tote, and Reba Flats. Judith Ripka Eclipse earrings. A custom-made Ralph Lauren cashmere sweater and throw.
Whoa.
A Nikon D3100 digital SLR camera. Jay-Z's new book, Decoded. That sounds like a nub.
Yeah, they just like
Yeah, that doesn't sound as good as all the rest of them. This is my favorite one.
Uh-huh.
$1,000 closet makeover from the Container Store.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, dear. A 5-year subscription to Netflix, also a good one.
Mm-hmm.
A 3D Sony Bravia television. A 7-day Royal Caribbean cruise. And more.
And more. Oh, there you go.
I guess those were the highlights.
Wow.
God, I wish I was there.
How many? Do you know roughly about how many people are on that?
The audience? I don't know.
Or what it looks like? I never really watch.
I never watch Oprah, ever.
Yeah.
But she's got so much money.
Oh, she's
got money to do this like 8 times.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, Harry Potter came out this week, and everyone's really excited.
That's right.
But not as excited as the people who got to watch the first 36 minutes for free because it leaked online.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
And only 36 minutes?
Only the first minute.
Before it was actually in the theaters?
Yes.
Wow.
And it was available for download as a torrent.
Uh-huh.
People are watching, and they're all excited.
There must be people out there like sniffing that stuff out when something comes through like that.
Yeah, but I guess Warner Brothers is investigating it. But there have been people saying that they was maybe done on purpose by Warner Brothers.
Oh, really?
As like, you know, publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, that is the entertainment news for the week.
Awesome.
That's all I got. We have 6 minutes left in the show.
6 minutes left.
Yeah.
Has there been anyone standing by?
No, I haven't been watching the switchboard very well, but from the times I have been watching the switchboard, no one is called.
No one is
called. So it's just you and me here talking to each other.
Good times.
We could talk about Smash for 6 minutes.
Oh, 6 minutes of Smash? It's a little bit inside baseball.
It is inside baseball.
But boy, I'll tell you, I really feel good after after last night.
Do you think
you'll
be able to take it next week?
Well, I don't know if I could take it next week, but I'll tell you, I'm playing hard.
What do you think was your deciding factor in your win?
Well, I think it's really the levels. I had some really good levels.
Uh huh. All at our house, by the way.
Yeah, and so it was an away game.
Uh huh.
But I did have some good levels. And
which one is your favorite?
I don't know which one's my favorite, but I can tell when we get to a situation where it's a three-way tie, especially or any time when like someone could win the next round.
Uh-huh.
So I think those levels can be very crucial.
I see.
So I think I had a good selection of those levels going into the tiebreaker. Awesome. Oh, it's so perfect.
I'm upset we don't have pokey floats anymore. Right.
It was a good level for you, I guess.
I loved it. It's just Pokemon floating around, and you would fight on them.
It was never my favorite.
Why did my bring that back. They should
it was
back
fun.
To, like,
they should
download.
Have all the levels.
They should.
They
I
really
don't understand
should.
Why Nintendo does that.
Yeah. So I was good coming into the tiebreaker. I had good levels. I was a little bit nervous the first round. I think I was down by one at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You were down.
Down.
And I think we tried it again.
And I came back
you
up. I had a good
came
five.
Up a little bit.
I had a fiver one round.
That
I
was
put,
that was
five put, and zero.
But that wasn't after the tiebreaker.
Oh, it wasn't?
I think it was before
that. Oh, it was
before
that. The tiebreaker.
Yeah, you did
it,
have a big one.
That's how it came back.
Yeah. I know. And I think I must have finished with at least three on that round that brought me ahead. I think the final score was 106. At least that's what I had.
I think this music is more appropriate.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
The Smash review.
Yeah, and now we're talking about Smash on the radio because we have 5 minutes left.
Great. Well, it was an awesome night.
It was a pretty fun night, even though I got really bitter towards the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Pikachu, for those who don't know.
That's right. That's why we say these silly sounds at the beginning.
Yes, and you're...
And I'm Princess Peach.
Princess Peach. My husband is Princess Zelda, which I don't understand how he chose this character.
Zelda's mute, so I don't have a sounder for it.
Yeah,
you can Zelda music.
Zelda's totally mute. I really don't understand how he chose that character. It seems like the most random thing ever.
It's kind of... Well, he likes the Zelda games, right?
Well, me too.
So he could have went with Link. But
yeah, Link. Link seems like a better choice.
I don't know, but he seems... Maybe it's the red dot. He's got that stupid red dot that shoots across the screen. That's cheap. And
it is cheap. I hate the damn red dot.
And it's not gonna really be an issue going forward now.
It's not?
Nope.
How are you going to fix that?
Well, I won. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I'm hoping there's going to be more.
I hate the damn red dot.
I hate the red dot. And it's worse than it was in Melee.
It is. It's a lot worse.
It's a lot bigger and powerful. And it used to be just this little red dot. And that's why I'm like, what's that little red dot? And I think that's how it got named. But now it's like this big thing. It goes over and explodes. And that's what it is.
I've been really firing up the Wii lately a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good times. You playing some Mario? 25 year anniversary of Mario.
So old.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I feel so old.
I was watching
old.
Those videos last night.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, 25 years ago that came out, I used to have that.
Yeah.
Like when it first came out, like
I
the
had
cartridge.
NES. Yeah, the big cartridge, you blow on it.
Yeah, you blow on it, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But
it didn't have a memory chip, not like Zelda.
Zelda had the,
was
I think
the
it
first
was a battery.
Game? It was a battery operated memory chip?
I think so.
And it was the first game where you could save your
stuff?
Yeah,
you could just turn it off.
Turn it
like,
off?
Whoa.
Crazy.
Yeah, now we got memory.
But Super Mario, you can save. If you died,
that's right.
It was game over.
Or if the power went out, that would be the worst.
So bitter.
Yeah, that was a huge thing. You hear screaming and stuff.
But you know what? That still happens. If the power goes out, I get really upset.
Yeah,
like
it's still upset.
If you haven't saved anything. But no, I'm playing Rune Factory lately.
Oh, good times. You're doing some farming and stuff.
Yeah, farming and kicking ass at the same time.
Fighting? You got
fighting.
The wolf? Is that the one with the wolf?
Yes, I got the wolf. I started my game over again, and I just got the wolf. All right. Well, that was 6 minutes of nerd.
A little inside baseball.
To fill in the
that's
show.
What we do. That's what we do.
Yes.
It's serious.
6 minutes of nerdy Nintendo talk. So maybe we should call it a day.
Yeah, I guess that's probably, probably a good time.
Anyway. Thanks for joining us this week. You can join us again next week at 6 o'clock at the very same place on Blog Talk Radio. Email the show at dkradio@gmail.com. Sorry, dkradioshow@gmail.com. Find us on Blogger at derrickandk.blogspot.com and find us on Facebook. Just type in and you will find us. And she stepped on my plug.
She did
again.
It again. I think she does
woman.
It intentional.
I think she does it intentionally, too.
We need to get a new person to do that.
And
I don't know.
Why is she British? I just don't understand that.
I don't know. The whole Blog Talk Radio thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get that either.
Anyway, you guys have a great week. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
Don't eat too much turkey. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This is the Derrick and K Show.